other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I forget that we had a one-minute break there. I was taking care of some business during the break. I guess going back to the callers here. John, North Carolina, you called in currently in the military. You had one more thing you wanted to add. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I got a story about the it involves the police state, which you were talking about for the Better Party show this morning. Yeah, when we got back, me and a couple of my roommates, me and a couple of guys I deployed with, we were living together. And you know, we got like the don't tread on me flags. Like, we're all about, you know, going back to the roots that America was built on and not this whole empire of America thing. Cause it's getting a little out of control. And, well, not a little, but, you know, and, so anyway, there was an incident and they needed to search the house. I'm not going to discuss the incident cause it's still in court. And I'm not allowed to, but there's an incident, and I can talk about my involvement because I was cleared. There's an incident, and they searched the house, and they saw, you know, the don't tread on me flags and the join or die flags, and we had our state flags up, and we had you know, a copy of the Constitution hanging.
Ooh.
And they thought I'm not kidding. I didn't, you know, I was a little skeptical about some of the things you said about it. I'm sure there were some isolated incidents. But when it happened to me, it struck. It cut deep. And especially since I was a soldier, I couldn't believe it. But
so here you are swearing an oath to a Constitution, and you like your state, and you're proud of the founding flags of this country, and they thought they'd found Al-Qaeda, I guess.
You'd think, because they rolled in hard, like we used to roll into some of the houses in Iraq. And I invited them into my house. Like, I signed the release to search the house and at least my part of the house is the expectation of privacy clauses for the other individuals that were paying rent. But, they saw these flags. They were taking pictures of everything. They saw the state flag of Maryland. They were like, why do you have a German flag hanging in your room? And I'm like, that's not a German flag. And now this is the FBI. You think the guy would have, you know, at least worked near Maryland at some point in his career. And I was like, that's a flag of Maryland. And he's like, is it? And I'm like, of course it is.
No, you're in a file as having a German flag. But see, this is what America's all about. The borders are wide open, but citizens that are truly patriotic, you're the enemy because the globalists are here to get rid of the republic. They are the real traitors. So, of course, if they see somebody that knows the score, their minions have been trained. You're the enemy.
Right, and I had all these books about U.S. government, and like basically textbooks, and I was reading about like what our students are currently learning about.
No, there's nothing worse than actually being informed. Oh, I bet they got some book reading. Oh, they found those.
Wait till I get to the firearms, and they did not like the books. They were accusing me of the books, and I'm like, hey, like, you know, freedom of the press. Like, I can read whatever I want, as long as it's not how to blow up American soldiers. Like, then I can understand you'd have a problem. And they were just freaking out. And then I had a couple of firearms in my room, you know, because, you know, I take my job seriously. I shoot on the weekends. I don't just shoot during the week.
How dare you own a firearm?
There was this one officer, and she was part of the Army's investigative branch. The second she saw the firearms, she got on the phone and was like, it was just, these are her exact words, it's just like you told us, there's an arsenal of illegal weapons here. And then she points at everybody and she's like, start looking for trap doors and secret hiding places. And it was
amazing.
Ridiculous.
You want to do a YouTube video on it, brother? All right, we got Webster Tarpley coming up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If you just joined us, we had a caller, John from North Carolina, and I got his name and number. I might even have him on as a guest in the future if he gives us the documentation of the story he told. But he described how, you know, he's in the Army off base. And, you know, they're all, you know, together off base, living in a house, pooling their resources, renting it, as most military does. And the first thing you want to do is get off base, you know, so you can have your own place. And they raided them for guns. And they were legal guns. And they had the Culpeper Minuteman flag, Don't Tread on Me, which the Marine Corps is their favorite, and the Army, some of their units have it. I mean, what do you think the military is going to have? I mean, if you go back to even 50 years ago at Fort Benning, Georgia, I've seen photographs of that flag flying at Special Forces. I know that it was one of the favorite flags. In fact, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, up until just a few decades ago, had it in their war room. So you've got this pure piece of Americana. It's funny he mentioned it. I'm wearing it today. Infowars.com, you know, we sell one with a Thomas Jefferson quote on the back, talking about the Tree of Liberty being watered with the blood of tyrants as well as patriots. And they come into his house, and the head Army investigator, a woman, was hyperventilating, basically, you know, going, oh, my gosh, they've got, you know, Culpeper flags, they've got firearms, these are obviously illegal. And he said earlier, you know, obviously they weren't. The whole case got dropped. And here they come. And I see those reports all the time where generally it's an old man in a suburb cleaning his guns in his garage. And the cops come and it'll say Mr. Johnson was arrested for an arsenal. And then a week later, you notice that he's released because there's no law saying what an arsenal is. But he had three rifles, a handgun, and 1,000 rounds of ammo. If that's an arsenal, folks, I've probably got 15 or more guns. I mean, I love them. I got guns my dad gave me, grandpa gave me. People die, they pass them down. I mean, I like guns. People, a lot of people have more than that. And it's a good investment. I'm about to go to Webster Tarpley here in a moment. I just wanted to finish with what John was talking about. But in my film, Road to Tyranny, I don't just have FEMA training police that anybody who likes the Founding Fathers is a terrorist. The Founding Fathers are bad. Anybody that talks about freedom's bad. I have the training manuals, video of it. I have Abby Newman in Virginia, no criminal record, Navy veteran, and they pull her over. But it's a checkpoint. And she says, well, you've got to have a reason. Broad daylight checkpoint. On the little farm road, there's cars all lined up. They're searching them. She says, you can't search my car. And they say, get out. We'll do whatever we want. And they find a Harrison Ford Patriot Games VHS. Well, then the hyperventilating starts. The word Patriot, Harrison Ford, anything associated with liberty, they start getting scared. They pop the trunk, and they go, it's on video. I ought to play it. And they go, look at this, sir. And the sergeant runs over, and he's like, my God, I cannot believe it. I mean, you thought they found a dead child. Pocket Constitution, the one we put free in all our orders. I mean, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, what these guys swore an oath to. And they go, I can't believe it. Is it legal to have this, Sarge? He's like, I don't know, but Lord, call in this paraphernalia. And they just sit there in fear. I mean, as if they have found Satan in the trunk. These are grown men with a irrational fear impregnated in them because they're told, impregnated in their minds, they're told in drill after drill, they want to kill you, officers. They like George Washington. And they're like, George Washington evil. I mean, I have the video of this. This is in Road to Tyranny. It's free online. You get the DVD from us if you want it in higher quality. And they are just, no wonder they won't hire police with over 100 IQ anywhere in the U.S. I mean, these guys, they teach them this Pavlovian, like telling a three-year-old, you know, do what you say or the monsters are going to get you. I mean, they are... And so he was describing the same thing where she's just like, they've got a Culpepper flag. They've got guns. We found the terrorist. And these are guys in the military. Now, remember, the number one threat Homeland Security has taught, this came out in the MIAC and Homeland Security reports of now 2 years ago, is veterans. Returning veterans are hated. They're put on the no-gun buy list outside of law. They go and try to buy guns, suddenly can't. Hundreds of thousands of them, started with Clinton. And you are hated. So remember that. And cops, you're hated too. In the future, police state, just like under Hitler and Stalin, when they're done with you, they're going to set you up as well. So you better understand, this is the cult mentality of the globalist to teach police, to teach military, to teach them that anybody who is a true American and knows what this country's about. I mean, I have cops, state police, hyperventilating in fear. Like a little old lady that opens the back door and there's a rattlesnake, you know, on the back porch. They act like they found a rattlesnake in the back of the car. And they go ahead and take her to jail. They grab her and she says, oh, like she's scared. She doesn't touch him. And they go, resisting. And they're all like, we got her. And so they went ahead and framed her on their own squad car video. Kind of like the new video out of Chicago where the guy's in a wheelchair. They say, get up. He says, I can't. And so they just grab him, taking two men, slam his head repeatedly in the concrete. Blood is spraying out. And the cops put out a press release the day after the video came out, NBC News, and said he fell and hit his head. I mean, on video, they're bouncing his head on the ground like a basketball. And then say he fell and hit his head. See, it's all about... They're wolves, we're sheep, savage. And all cops aren't like this, but they're trying to convert it to that. Now, I'm going to shut up and go to Webster Griffin Tarpley, but I wanted to finish up with what that gentleman was bringing up there, a bunch of hyperventilating ninnies who were terrorist hunters. He said they rolled in like we were, like we'd roll in Baghdad. Well, you that's what the training's all for, Bubba, so you can come back here and roll in on the American people. See, it's Al-Qaeda over there. It's patriots over here are the white Al-Qaeda, according to them. Webster Griffin Tarpley is an incisive critic of the Anglo-American hegemony, an activist, an historian, best known for his book, George Bush, The Unauthorized Biography. He's written several books on Obama, The Unauthorized Biography. Tarpley.net. We've got him on for the rest of the hour. We'll also get to a smattering of your calls on whatever issue they are. Mike, Mary, Tony, Richard, James, I'll get to you. Jerome Corsi coming up on the latest birther issues. We'll get Tarpley's take on that as well. But Webster, you wrote this key article, U.S. and Pakistan Near Open War. You've had the U.S. helicopter attack inside Pakistan after the bin Laden thing last week. These Al-Qaeda commandos attacking this base yesterday. We've got Pakistan openly in their major papers saying, yes, Al-Qaeda is CIA-run now. Pakistan's running to China and Russia. Hamid Ghul's come on, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, basically concurred with what you're saying here. Any attack on Pakistan will be construed as an attack on China, the Chinese government has now said. This is what you talked about 6 months ago on this show, as where you saw the next flare-up happening in the Brzezinski model. Dr. Tarpley, we're going to break in 4 minutes. You've got the floor. Break down what's happening.
Well, thank you, Alex. I guess the current situation is the following. The U.S. and Pakistan are moving towards an open shooting war. There has long been a latent war, a war going on at a very low level, but this is now escalating towards something much bigger and more visible, and it has to do with this insistence of Obama and his man on the scene now, Grossman, the guy who replaced Holbrooke, the regional envoy, that they can violate the Pakistani border anytime they want to without consulting or even informing the Pakistani government. They can make these unauthorized raids all on the model of this bin Laden stunt, which I guess we've amply established now as a complete fraud from beginning to end. So the big news, though, is that Pakistan does not stand alone, and that behind Pakistan, which is already a nuclear power, you've got China. And with China, you're talking about intercontinental ballistic missiles with hydrogen bomb warheads. You're also talking about $2 to $3 trillion worth of U.S. securities that could be used as a strategic weapon in its own right if things got really, really extreme. The news is, according to the Times of India, that the Chinese have issued this ultimatum. They did it in a typical low-key, rather polite Chinese way. It was done privately. It was done during the U.S.-Chinese strategic dialogue here in Washington 2 weeks ago. It would have been delivered by Vice Prime Minister Wang Qishan. And it essentially was the Chinese saying to the United States, any attack by the United States on Pakistan would be construed as an attack on China. So if you attack Pakistan, you're attacking China. You quarrel with Islamabad, you get grief with Beijing. And that is a language of ultimatum that we have not heard. The last time I can find that anybody issued an ultimatum to the United States was Khrushchev in 1961, the Soviet leader during the Cuban Missile Crisis and during the Berlin Crisis, which was when this was. The ultimatum was get out of Berlin in 6 months or else something. This is much more specific. It's quite unusual for the U.S. to be on the receiving end. In public and officially, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said last Thursday that everyone must, and that's must, respect the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Pakistan. So don't attack them and don't try to break them up. And break them up is what the United States is doing. As a token of the seriousness of the China-Pakistan alliance, when the Pakistani Prime Minister Gilani visited Beijing last week, he was given a rather imposing gift. He was given 50, that's 50, of the most modern Chinese jet fighter aircraft. This is the JF-17, and he was given 50 of them for free and right away, so essentially enough to staff a whole air fleet.
This is an ultra-gigantic escalation. We're going to come back, Webster. You will continue to have the floor to break down with the precision that only you can deliver, and I mean that because Webster 6 months ago laid all this out, exactly how it would unfold, the color revolutions in the Middle East, I mean, go back and watch those shows. Listen to those shows. They're all archived at prisonplanet.tv. Nobody's got a grasp on the geopolitical machinations of the New World Order like Dr. Tarpley, Doctor of History. He's also an economist. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Stay with us.
389-399-409. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase your gas mileage by 25 to 45% and reduce carbon emissions by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $700 to $1,500 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our complete systems work on all cars, SUVs, trucks, motorcycles, and boats for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, requires no maintenance, great technical support, and comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Bye.
Webster, Griffin, Tarpley, China, their government, as you mentioned, this week and last week, put out official statements. Quote, an attack on Pakistan would be construed as an attack on China. China made good, even when they didn't have nuclear weapons during the Korean War, to ready to have war, full war with the U.S. They were in North Korea, killed tens of thousands of our troops. China is well known by every geopolitical strategist. I want to see if you agree that if they tell you that they're going to do something, they will do it. And they are not to be messed with, and they see this in their sphere of influence. What does this signify, that we have these cold wars that are really hot under the name of humanitarian bombings in Libya, Pakistan? The Pakistanis now, in their major papers, and the head of their Pakistani intelligence, the current head, coming out and saying, yes, the bin Laden thing is meant to frame us. Yes, the West is running al-Qaeda inside here to try to blame it on our government to start a war. I mean, I don't think folks understand. This isn't Iraq or even Iran. This is a nuclear power that fought India with 3-to-1 superiority to a standstill. These people will fight, are highly motivated. Tarpley.
I think it's an example of the use of irregular warfare, guerrilla warfare, or terrorism beneath the nuclear threshold. The problem the imperialists who run this country have always had with Pakistan is that they can't attack Pakistan directly because, as you say, it's a nuclear power. You can't have a direct military attack. They can respond. So what you've got to do is this subversion, terrorism, guerrilla warfare, irregular warfare. Below the nuclear threshold, they think, but of course the problem is that it always threatens to jump up above the nuclear threshold. It's also worth remembering the way the United States got in there was by an ultimatum to Pakistan. This was in September, October 2001, right after 9/11. Bush called up the president of Pakistan at the time, Musharraf, and said, guess what? If you don't let us use your country for transit into Afghanistan, we will bomb you. And Musharraf said, okay, fine, you can come in. The U.S. was not invited. They basically invaded Pakistan at that time as well as Afghanistan. So what you've got now is a pattern where the U.S., according to the British press, the United States, the CIA, plus the Indians, the RAW, the RAW, the Research and Analysis Wing, plus the Mossad, have created their own fake counter-gang Taliban inside Pakistan. So it's something that looks like the Taliban. It sounds
and by the way, at the Mumbai attack, 3 years ago, it later came out in the Chicago Tribune, even mainstream papers, that it was true. A CIA operative commanded the so-called people attacking, and the only patsy they grabbed, this was in AP, was on 3 different hallucinogens and didn't know who he was. And the head of Indian intelligence said that the West did it, but then he was killed that same day. So that was a black op.
Yes, and that guy, David Headley, has just been on CBS Evening News last night. He's testifying at a trial where he goes through this whole spiel. The Pakistanis did it. The ISI did it. And this is a DEA, CIA agent, informant, whatever he is, telling you all these things. It's crazy. But the Taliban counter gang, now what do they do? You have to look at the pattern of terrorism inside Pakistan is dictated by a military agenda. For example, they kill a Saudi diplomat. When you kill a Saudi diplomat in Pakistan, you're attacking that Saudi-Pakistan axis that was set up by Prince Bandar during his visit to Pakistan at the end of March. They set up this mutual assistance pact, basically. If the U.S. tries to overthrow the Saudi royal family with a color revolution or a putsch, the Pakistanis will send a division of troops to put down the color rebellion. And the other thing is, if the United States threatens the Saudis and says, here, do what we say, or we will feed you to the Iranians, at that point, the Saudis can invoke the Pakistani nuclear umbrella. So this is one of the reasons the United States is so eager to get these Pakistani nukes either destroyed or else seized by the U.S. So if you go after a diplomat, you're attacking that access. Here, the big one, just in the last couple of days, after I wrote this article, there's a big attack on the Faisal Air Force Base in South Pakistan, near the ocean.
Yeah, that happened yesterday. Stay there. We're going to come back and break down what happened there. Also, the Chinese giving them the 50 high-tech aircraft. What you expect the global engineers to do next, and how their destabilization program's going in Libya. The announcement has now been made. We'll tell you about that coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, there's several new YouTube special video reports. Get a look at one of our new studios we built over in the new building next door at Infowars.com. And it is titled, TSA Launches Groping at High School Proms, Other Public Places. Key report, terrorists may strike anywhere, so security goons must be everywhere, or so the logic goes. And that's like a new New York law that's been introduced to have all the maids under law wear panic buttons because men might rape them at any minute. So under that logic, if any house in your city ever gets broken into, well, then we must have government security guards in every house. And actually, in England, they're actually talking about trying to have cameras in all homes. The Houston police chief did that a few years ago. I mean, it's this idea of we're taking over every facet of your life to keep you safe. Meanwhile, this year so far, how many people have died from tornadoes? Heartland devastation. The latest in the last 2 days, 116 dead. That hospital smashed. X-rays blown 70 miles, just absolutely incredible. Nearly 500 twister deaths this year. More dangerous days ahead. We're going to go back to Webster here in just a moment, but I just wanted to point out here that government can't keep you safe and won't keep you safe. Look at Katrina. Look at all these other instances. When they tell you they're doing something to keep you safe, it's a joke. It's now come out in the news that Texas, for decades, knew there were high levels of radioactive isotopes in the water and consciously covered it up. Well, no kidding. They add it. One of the ways you get it, through the fluoride. Because they're mining it out of phosphate mines that have high levels of radioactive isotopes. It's incredible. They don't care about you, okay? It's that simple. And it's so crazy to try to tell you they're going to protect you and that they have all these systems to protect you. Going back to Webster, continue with this build-up towards World War III here in just a moment. And we'll look at a bunch of other important news in the Middle East and North Africa, not just in Central and South Asia. First, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. They have a current buy three, get the fourth free special, super high quality, wide spectrum of different gourmet foods, raw foods, special diets. They've got it all. With all the craziness happening in the world, I believe, and I've got it from them, that we need storable foods, firearms, and to be self-sufficient, water filtration, mainly because of the World War III implications and the Depression situation. But, yeah, tornadoes, all the rest of the other reasons. Buy three, get fourth free. This offer is only running, I think, for a few more weeks. They gave me the date. I think it's the middle of next month. But 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com. Banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And finally, they've got a great new film that's free that I absolutely agree with, dealing with the fraud of the bubble of how much a college education costs. For two-thirds of Americans getting ready to retire, Social Security will be from 50% of their income. For 22% of upcoming retirees, Social Security will be their only income. We will see millions of retired senior citizens reenter the workforce. It will be nearly impossible for upcoming college graduates to find a job in the U.S. Go to inflation.us and click on the video tab to see this breakthrough film for free now. That's inflation.us. Check it out today. And they also authorized us to post it at prisonplanet.tv. It's up there for members at prisonplanet.tv or, again, inflation.us to watch the free film today. Okay, going back to Webster Tarpley, doctor of history, he's also an economist. You broke down 6 months ago, I looked it up, and we wrote articles at the time about it, that the next target would be Pakistan with these secret armies, unconventional warfare. You were getting up to the attack on this secret airbase by Al-Qaeda, very professional going in. We've been hearing our military, run by the globalists, saying they were planning to maybe go into these bases and try to get nukes. Is this a probe to test security by the Al-Qaeda forces that really work for the West? We'll continue along that line, Webster. Please continue.
Well, the most recent event, therefore, is this attack on the Faisal Air Force Base, which is also a naval air station in southern Pakistan. It's as far away from the Taliban homeland as you can get. And the targets that were specifically selected were these Orion anti-submarine aircraft, which seemed to be, therefore, the incident seems to be designed to blind the Pakistanis in terms of anti-submarine warfare. So that would mean U.S. submarines, for example, firing cruise missiles while submerged, or Indian submarines firing cruise missiles or other things while submerged could be now have an easier time in getting close to the Pakistani coast. So you look at what are supposed to be sort of blind terrorist actions by Taliban guerrilla fighters operating at a very low level of intelligence, and it seems like the target selection procedure rather mirrors the need of a strategic attack against Pakistan. So therefore, if we look at it, there's a plan revealed by Fox News back in 2009 and now repeated in the London Sunday Express this past Sunday, that the Joint Special Operations Command, when commanded by General Stanley McChrystal, created this plan to seize the Pakistani nuclear forces. The Pakistanis allegedly have 80 intermediate-range ballistic missiles at this Sargodha Air Force Base. This is sort of in the north-central part of the country, not so far from Abbottabad, where the pseudo bin Laden was supposedly finished off. But the 80 nuclear missiles are there, plus the F-16s that can carry nuclear bombs. So the entire entire plan revolves around a raid, right? A lightning commando attack, an assault with the SEALs and so forth on this nuclear complex. And the idea is then go in quickly and disable the Pakistani nuclear weapons. The British say through the Sunday Express that they're also part of it. So it would be a joint U.S.-British raid into Pakistan to try to seize and destroy these nuclear forces. Now, that would mean that Pakistan would become relatively defenseless against an attack by India. In the background, this whole time in May, there has been a special drill going on of one of the three Indian assault armies, and it's a blitzkrieg drill, nuclear, bacteriological, and chemical, that's going on in the Thar Desert. This is an area called North Rajasthan, and I'm afraid you're going to have to get as familiar with the geography of Pakistan and India as we've gotten with Iraq over the years. So this is a drill that would be designed to cut Pakistan in half in case of war. And if the Pakistanis don't have nuclear forces, they can't defend themselves. That seems to be what all of this revolves around. Now, the scenario that has been developed is this. It reminds us of this guy Ray Davis, right, the CIA contractor who was accused by the Pakistanis of killing two of their ISI agents and was then expelled after the State Department screamed bloody murder for weeks about this guy. His task, according to the Pakistani media, also according to Russian reports, people like this working for the CIA, and there are 7,000 of them in Pakistan, most of them unknown to the government. What they're up to right now is getting control of atomic materials, right, nuclear waste, stuff for a radiological dirty bomb, or chemical, or bacteriological, biological, and transferring those into the hands of the Taliban, which could very well mean this Taliban counter gang that we've been talking about, this pseudo-Taliban created by the U.S., the Indians, and the Israelis, and then attacking a U.S. post, attacking something, say, in Afghanistan, on that side of the border. That would then be the pretext to say, aha, you Pakistanis are incapable of providing the security for your nuclear forces, therefore we, the U.S., the British, and others are going to seize them.
So and that was the scenario. That was the attempt a month ago, again, to claim that the stuff's leaking out and being stolen and given to the al-Qaeda people. Now they're saying, oh, look, Taliban's trying to get in to steal it. We've now got to invade or threaten you to hand it over to us because you can't be trusted. Now, here's the big shift I'm seeing. Pakistan has gone from being, you know, basically going under the 10-year-old deal or 9-year-old deal that Pervez Musharraf, the dictator, the admitted Western puppet, put into place, and the old puppet was brought back, Benazir Bhutto. She didn't play ball, so she was executed in the street by Cheney-connected people, according to Pakistani intelligence. Now this is ongoing, and this signifies the fact that Pakistan now realizes they're slated to be broken up regardless, so they're desperately running to people they haven't been friendly with, the Chinese, to some extent, the Russians, that they really haven't been friendly with. And so this signifies a massive program of destabilization has been executed. You dovetail that with this incredible announcement, and this keeps happening, Associated Press. And, of course, they don't want Ahmadinejad to look weak, so the government's lying, obviously. Blast hits Iranian refinery as Ahmadinejad visits. And so right as he arrives, the plant blows up. An explosion blamed on gas leak. But Bush in 2008 put out a press release, or 2007, admitting that they've got groups and special forces inside there doing this. I mean, that's policy. And an explosion blamed on a gas leak rocked Iran's largest refinery on Tuesday around the time of a visit to the plant by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Iranian media reported that up to two people were killed. The blast occurred just before Ahmadinejad was to inaugurate an expansion project of the 400,000 barrel per day. And notice they just signed a deal, Iran did, with Iraq for this natural gas. And no, you're not. It's going to blow up, and we'll do it while Ahmadinejad's there. You dovetail that. I mean, this is this soft kill, low-intensity warfare, unconventional commando-type stuff where they're really trying to start World War III right now. That is the banks that have hijacked this country. Libya, British attack helicopters to be deployed, seen as the next step to ground invasion. EU lines up resolution to start ground invasion that they promised they wouldn't do. NATO hits Tripoli. U.S. says rebels can open office. Bombing begins of their shipyards. Eight warships sunk 2 days ago. I mean, this is going into high gear, Webster. I mean, are they launching some type of? I mean, this is scary.
I think it shows that the U.S. British ruling elite has gone collectively insane, and that they're in a war psychosis. They're also in an austerity psychosis. They're obsessed with the idea that the dollar and all of their derivatives are going down the drain, and they're in a flight forward. So this is a time of tremendous irrationality. The problem we have is that the general public remains unaware of most of these very, very shocking and very, very disturbing and scary events, primarily because the entire left opposition, so-called peace movement and related people, foundation-funded in particular, have essentially given up on opposing Obama.
They're not opposing. They're cheerleading the wars. But Ben Webster, I mean, let's back off from this for a moment. Look, clearly it's the old thing of ramming the Branch Davidian compound, saying, come out, we're your friends, and the Davidians run out, and the FLIR footage shows the special forces shooting them, or you watch a Hollywood movie like Mars Attacks, you know, which is a joke on the Pentagon, an archetype with the aliens running around saying, don't run, we're your friends, and the humans come out of their houses, and the aliens laugh and shoot them. Obama comes out and says, we're your friends, Israel, give back the land of the Palestinians. And then a day later says, look, it was all just a psyop. They're saying, don't run, we are your friends. Netanyahu's smiling about all this. It's total theater as they launch the disintegration of the Middle East. I mean, this is hellish what they're doing.
On the other hand, there is a pushback. On June 15th, there will be the meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And this, of course, is Russia, China, and the five Central Asian former Soviet republics there, ex-Soviet space. And it's also got Iran and India as observers. So if we can say behind Pakistan, there now stands China. We've also had signals from Russia. Medvedev, who is the soft line, he's the weak side of the Russian establishment. In his press conference last week, Medvedev's line was, we face a new Cold War with the United States because of Obama's insistence on building the anti-ballistic missile systems in Romania, Poland, and elsewhere in Eastern Europe. It's a new Cold War.
And notice Obama said a year ago they weren't going to build the missiles. It's all, don't run where your friends, and you lower your guard and they stab you.
He lies. I guess that guy was right, the one who shouted it out. So we also have President Hu of China in meeting with some journalists, looking forward to this meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization at the middle of next month. He said, our relations, Chinese relations with Russia, are at an all-time high. They have never been better. So behind Pakistan stands China. Behind China stands Russia. That's pretty much the breakdown. But also, don't forget this idea of the Pakistan-Saudi alliance that is, I think, very real. It's the cause. It's the immediate reason why this is happening right now in this time frame. And Bandar's Saudi diplomacy with Putin. So it's beginning to coalesce into a coherent block of opposition. I would appeal once again to India. India is very, very ill-advised to stay in this U.S.-India nuclear deal. It simply makes India into cannon fodder. It makes India into the expendable continental dagger of the U.S. and
sure.
The British, a large land power to be used against China, Russia.
And the globalists wreck them even more economically in the process, and then they go into more debt, and the parasitic bankers get America more into debt and bankrupt us more, but we get patriotic in this new giant war the Rand Corporation said they needed 3 years ago in that very area to, quote, get their new world order. Now we're not worried about the global bankers looting us because we're all patriotic because World War III has started. Now, how do you see this program going? What's the globalists' next move then as they gallop forward into this conflagration?
Well, they're very ill-advised to do so, right? One of the ways you can tell they're really crazy is they want to attack Pakistan even when their supply line goes through Pakistan. The whole invading force inside Afghanistan depends on this port of Karachi to Khyber Pass 1,000-mile land corridor, which goes right through the middle of Pakistan. And the Pakistani parliament unanimously voted, stop your predator drone attacks, or we are going to cut that supply line for you. Now, in terms of what's going to happen, again, the scenario, terror events that are directed against U.S. forces or even against the Pakistanis themselves would be used as a pretext for Obama to come out and say, with his unbelievable hypocrisy and condescension, he could say, we see that these Pakistanis are incapable of maintaining the security of their nuclear forces. Therefore, we're going to help them. We're going to give them assistance. And I've ordered the Joint Special Operations Command, and the specific group is called Task Force Orange. Task Force Orange would be that group that did that bin Laden caper, whatever that.
And so the invasion and occupation of the Pakistani bases will be, don't run, we're your friends.
We're your friends.
And if anybody says, don't occupy us, how dare the Pakistanis not let us occupy them? Those savages, oh.
But, of course, most people in the world don't believe this anymore. It would be good if the SCO or people like this came out and denounced this more obviously. But I'm afraid this is where we're going. So the main thing is, if these things happen, don't believe them and inoculate your friends, neighbors, your readers, your listeners.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded. to telling only lies. But my dreams, they are.
You know, I'm just a guy that lives in Austin, Texas. I got three wonderful children. I love America. Our country's been an engine of good, really, until the 1960s, and I know Tarpley's done an analysis and agrees with that. And we've gone from being this engine of good to really being the heart of this corrupt world government involved in just such duplicitous evil. And it's all being done in our name. And now our ally, Pakistan, their own government's had to come out and say, Al-Qaeda's run by you, you're staging it all. Stop it. Don't attack us. And China is standing by to have nuclear war with you if you try. And we've got nukes. I mean, this is a big deal, Webster, to have the Chinese government come out and say an attack on Pakistan's an attack on us. And a lot of good old boys are kind of like, well, let's get in war. It makes me feel manly. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese have 1,400,000,000 people. They got thousands of nukes. The traitors that run our country have handed over our infrastructure to them. Russia's not playing games. And look, Russia is not on our border trying to get Mexico to attack us. I mean, the point is, this isn't our government that's doing this. This is this corporate elite, and it's coming to a head. I mean, Webster, there's no doubt they just tried to kill Ahmed Dinajid, blowing up this power plant while he was at it, this gas plant. They're now saying ground forces for Libya, attack helicopters. I mean, can't folks see this is a giant Brzezinskian global destabilization program being launched?
Well, I have the idea that if you go back to the beginning, the time right before World War One, you see something similar. Remember, the Sarajevo assassinations were at the end of June of 1914. The war didn't really get going until the first week of August. So you got this whole month of July 1914. And if you look at the literary materials that have come down to us from that time, you'll see that European public opinion was in a dream. It was in a trance. It was in a an elegiac, idyllic mood. They probably sensed subconsciously that something horrendous was about to happen, but this had not yet become conscious for a lot of people. You look at the situation right now, we're closer to a general war than we've been, I guess, since about 2007, since the high point of Bush, Cheney, and the rogue B-52 and the Kennebunkport warning at that time. But right now, we've got the difference is we don't have a peace movement. We don't have any opposition. The people who used to oppose war, they're busy denouncing Gaddafi and supporting the attack on Libya, or they're out there saying Obama is a better warmonger than Bush and Cheney. He's more effective. He brings home he gets his man. So it's a terrible situation. So those of us who can understand this, and your listeners in particular, have to do everything possible to wake up public opinion in the United States. We are drifting towards some kind of general war, some kind of horrendous incident, and we've got this lunatic ruling class. We've got a bunch of incompetent, bungling, utopian people. They're perfectly incompetent. They're not in a position to run the affairs of this country, and unfortunately there's no visible organized alternative, but at least the idea that the situation in the world strategic sense is more serious, more threatening than it has been in the past 3 or 4 years. This idea we have to get across. And above all, don't believe false flag stories when it's pinned on Pakistan or so-called Al-Qaeda, but with the idea that that's really Pakistan.
Yeah, why on earth would Pakistan or anybody else carry out a 9/11 knowing that they would then be invaded and killed and overthrown? It's like, why would somebody jump in front of a truck? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
Look at how they invaded Iraq, saying they were involved in 9/11. Webster, let's shift gears and get into Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.